have a seat, but what I need is kids, and if parents, you want to join them, kids, why don't you come up here with me? All right. Come on up. No, we're not going back. We're coming up. All right. Oh, I'm going to sit down. I might never get back up again. All right. Come on over. Come on over. How often do you get to come to church and play with fire? That's what we're going to do today. All right. Miles, your jacket is on point, my friend. Nice job. Did you guys have a good Christmas? All right. Here's my question. What's your favorite thing about Christmas? What's your favorite thing about Christmas? You guys are being so polite and not saying what you're thinking. Is there something about Christmas that you like? What is it? You like opening presents.
Yeah.
Who here likes opening presents? All right. Did you guys get any presents this year? Did anybody get coal? Nobody? No lump of coal? Did you? That is awesome. I ask every year. All right. Coal candy. All right. That sounds not yummy, but I'm gonna trust you on this one. All right. Okay, what was the best thing you got for Christmas this year? Yeah. You got a train set. Very cool. How about you? You got a machine that makes fake snow? Okay, that is really cool. I'm coming to your house for Christmas next year. Anybody else get something good? Okay, who got something for Christmas like clothes? Did anybody here get clothes for Christmas? None of you did? You did? Okay, I did. I got these socks. Okay, now here's the thing. My little brother, I mean, we used to do a thing the Sunday after Christmas, because lots of people get clothes for Christmas. It's the Sunday after Christmas when we go to church, we'd look around to see who all's wearing clothes they got for Christmas. It's like playing Where's Waldo on Christmas morning. Okay, so now I got to stand up because I didn't see this. Okay, stand up. Help me. If you're wearing something that you got for Christmas, would you please raise your hand? See, it happens every year. I'm not going to ask what, because that could be embarrassing, but, okay, I got to sit down again. Okay, so we like getting presents. Do you like some of the food? What's your favorite Christmas thing that you get to eat? Pot roast. Well done. We have pot roast on Christmas night too. Yeah. Strawberries at Christmas. Nice. Man, fake snow and strawberries. Keep a Christmas house full of fun. All right. Who here likes eating candy at Christmas? Anybody? Yeah, I like it. My waistline doesn't, but the rest of me does. What's your favorite sweet thing to eat at Christmas? Yeah. Over there. What's your favorite sweet thing to eat at Christmas? Cookies. Christmas cookies are good. All right. Yeah. Apple pie. Seriously, your house. Man. Everybody here's going, man, I thought I had a Merry Christmas until I got to hear what they did. All right. Yeah. Pumpkin pie. Okay. How many people? This is for everybody. Between pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie, how many of you are pumpkin pie people? Apple pie people? Where's my pecan pie people? That put up too many hands. I've seen her with sweets, and that is accurate. Yes, she's a two-fisted person. Okay, do you guys like the music at Christmas? You do? Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite Christmas song? Yeah. Well, let the snow fall. Apparently you go to his house and it will. Yeah. Anybody else have favorite Christmas songs? Yeah. You know, there's lots of good ones. Yeah, Miles. Jingle Bells. I like that one. Let's see here. Okay, one more thing that I like about Christmas is at Christmas, we get to light candles. And I like this because every Sunday we light a candle and it helps us remember what Christmas is all about. But this morning, we don't have any of the candles lit, so I'm going to need help lighting candles. You guys want to help me out? All right. Now, the first candle is this one. So I'm going to go for one of the leaves because you're already there. All right, who wants to? All right. Here we go. This first candle is the hope candle. So go ahead and light that one. Very cool. All right, go ahead and blow out yours. Cool. All right. Anybody know what hope means? Hope? Okay, here's hope. You ready for this? Hope means that even though things aren't perfect right now, and sometimes they're hard, and sometimes they're scary, it doesn't have to stay that way. It's not always going to be hard. The pain's not always going to be there. Hope means the hard stuff isn't going to always be there. Okay? That's hope. So our second one is going to be this one right here. Let's go for it, Miles. All right, here we go. The second one is the candle that represents love. So see if you can get that one lit. There we go. Nice job. Nice. Anybody know what love is? How would you just, if someone asked you, what is love, what would you say? Yeah, what do you, caring? That's really good. Anybody else? What's love? All right, this is going to be a big one. Ready? Love is to do what's best for the other person. In fact, these guys have heard me talk about the word agape, which is a Greek word for love, and it means to intelligently and intentionally do what is best for somebody else. That's what love is. Okay, next one over here is the joy candle. Who wants to do this one? All right. You got that hand up really, really fast. Nice job. Oh. You have good reflexes. All right, this candle is the joy candle. You know what joy is? Oh, you want to light the next one. I got you. Who knows what joy is? Should I ask them? All right, here we go. I'll turn this over to you. Who can tell me what joy is? I see where they get it from. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'd say no matter what, you know that Jesus is with you, so that just is an upwelling of trust.
It's an upwelling of trust. I like that because joy is a deep satisfaction. It's a deep satisfaction. It's like, I'm okay in a big, big way. Here we go. Let's go joy that way. Which brings us over to, you want to do this one? All right. This one's a tall one. Go ahead and stand up. This is going to be awesome. All right. This candle is the peace candle. All right. So very close. You did it. Okay, who can tell me what peace is? Oh, we got someone back there. All right, here we go. Ready for this? You have to see my hands to understand peace. All right, here's peace. Peace is when things are made whole, when things are fixed. And if you were here on Christmas Eve, you'll remember this. Okay, do you guys know where your collarbone is? Do you guys know where your collarbone is? Here's your shoulder. Here's your neck. It's the bone that goes from the shoulder to the neck. So if you feel right there, you can feel your collarbone. It's right there. It's on both sides. And this one, so your collarbone's like this. And when I was 16 years old, I was playing football, and I got hit really hard, and my collarbone stopped being like this, and it went like this. And it really, really, really hurt. And here's the thing. peace isn't just that things stop. So if someone had gotten the doctor's office with me and goes, Mike, is your collarbone at peace? I would have said, no, it hurts a lot. And if they said, but it's not breaking anymore, it must be at peace. No. My collarbone wasn't going to be at peace until it was like this again, until it was healed. That's what peace is. Peace is taking everything that's broken and fixing it. That's peace. Anybody know what the middle candle is? You know what it's called?
It's the candle of Jesus.
The Jesus candle or the Christ candle? And you had your hand up for that one, didn't you? All right. This is one that makes all the adults nervous. Not the Jesus part, the hay part. All right. Here we go. Can we get that lit? Just go right over the top and get it right down in there. You got it. You got it. Here we go. You got it the first time, I'm going to let you blow it. A second time, we're going to blow it away. There we go. Now, here's the thing about the Jesus candle, you guys. Is Jesus, because Jesus came, that means we get hope and love and joy and peace. Because Jesus comes, we have proof that things aren't always going to be bad. Things can get made better. And he will intelligently and intentionally do what is best for us. And as a result, we have, like Beth said, a deep satisfaction. And he's going to make everything better. You guys did a great job. You're going to head back to your seats. All right. Because adults, now it's your turn. I hope you're paying attention. Do you have a bulletin? If you don't have a bulletin, go ahead and raise your hand. We can get a couple of some of you. All right. We're doing pretty well over there. Let's get one behind you as well. And down to mine. Oh, we got somebody grabbing some from back over there. We're gonna play a little game today, and you need a bulletin in order to play. And kids, help your parents, because they might need some help here. Throughout this series, the Advent series, we did what the angel said. Each week we looked at something that the angel said. And the first thing we noticed is the word angel comes from the Greek word angelos, which means messenger. Yes, this church has been paying attention. So at the very top of your bulletin, you can just write in that word, messenger. We'll come back to that. Now, the rest of your bulletin, on one side, you've got the candles. Hope, love, joy, peace, and then the Christ candle. Those are all on the left side. On the right side are a lot of words that we noticed from what the message of the angel was about. So, the very first week, we noted that the name Zechariah, the first one that received an angel message, the name Zechariah means something. And what it means is really significant. Anybody remember what the name Zechariah means?
God remembers.
God remembers. Yahweh remembers. And here's the thing. God remembers his people, and he remembers his promises. Now, here's where the game starts. You get to grab a pen. There's one in front of you if you didn't have one with you. I need you to draw a line from Zechariah to the other side. Which one of these Advent reminders do you think, oh, Yahweh remembers? I'm going to link that one to which of these candles. And it can't be the Christ candle. That's just too easy. You can just always go, oh, the answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. Like the old Sunday school story. Little kid was in Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher said, hey, what is brown and furry and has a bushy tail and likes to collect nuts? Little kid raises his hand and says, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like a squirrel. So, we don't want to just go Jesus on every answer, although in this case it could work. Yahweh remembers. Which one of those candles represents that? Out of curiosity, because there isn't a one right answer on this one, how many of you put the arrow from Zechariah to hope. A lot of hope, okay. Love. Yep. Joy. Peace. All right, anybody? Okay, this was the big vote getter. Somebody share, why did you link Zechariah, Yahweh remembers, to hope? This is an audience participation warning. I saw a lot of your hands go up, and you did this one. So, somebody want to share why? Yeah.
Because Yahweh remembers, he's going to take care of it. He's going to be there. He's going to fulfill his promises. So there's hope that it's going to change.
There's hope that it's going to change because he's going to fulfill his promises. I love that. All right, second name on there. What's the second name on the list?
John.
Who can remember what the name John means? Yahweh is gracious. Yahweh is gracious. And we talked about the fact that the way God remembers is usually played out with a form of graciousness. He remembers and he does things that we don't necessarily deserve. The graciousness of God is revealed over and over and over again. Hey, you're playing the same game. Yahweh is gracious. God is gracious. Which one of these candles would you put with it? Hope, love, joy, or peace? Go ahead and draw the line, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to ask for a show of hands. All right, how many of you draw the line from John to hope? All right. Love, joy, peace. Somebody that did joy, tell me why. Go for it, Wendy.
I just think of baptism of John, and I just think of the joy that you get through, you know, the whole baptism experience. You receive the joy of the Lord.
You receive the joy of the Lord at baptism. As soon as she thought about John, she thought about baptism, joy. A number of you said love. Somebody that said love. Why did you pick John? Reminds me of the love here.
Because of his merciful grace, he loves us so much, he's willing to forgive our hideous sin.
Ooh, okay now. Yeah. We got the love made evident through his grace. I love that. All right, third name on your list is what?
Jesus.
Which means what? Yahweh saves. Again, you got to draw a line, and I'm not going to let you draw the line to the Christ candle, although that is the most obvious line drawing ever. Jesus, Christ. I always thought that was his last name when I was a kid. I did. Am I the only one that thought that as a kid? Okay. No. Peter's with me here. Thank you. All right. Same game. Yahweh saves. Hope, love, joy, peace. How many put down hope? Hope. Okay. Couple. Love. A lot on that one. Joy. Peace. Okay, out of curiosity, if you picked peace for Yahweh saves, why?
Makes us whole.
What do we have back here?
Because peace makes you whole and right, and Yahweh saves. That's what we need.
The fact that Yahweh saves, he's making us whole, making us right, making us pure again, healing us. I love this. All right, what's the next one? Emmanuel, which means? God with us. Same thing. Draw a line for me. All right, Emmanuel, God with us. Hope, love, joy, peace. How many of you put hope? Got some hopes. All right. Love. Got a couple of love. Joy. Joy. Peace. All right, Conrad, I'm picking on you. Why? Because I can. Conrad, you chose joy to go with Emmanuel. Why?
God with us gives us the deep satisfaction that through our circumstances, that's ever present.
I should just give you the microphone on this one. Hey, the fact that God is with us gives us the deep satisfaction, and that what we're going through isn't the end of the story. I love that. All right, what's the next word on your bulletin?
Good news.
Good news. Now, we talked about that one on Christmas Eve, or the week before Christmas, is when we looked at the idea of good news. And here's part of the good news that the angel shared. Caesar is not Lord. Jesus is Lord. And the words of the angels, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all the people today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. It's language that was common in the Roman Empire to describe Caesar. All that language was real Roman language. And the angel's going, nope, Caesar's not Lord. Jesus is Lord. And if we're putting our hope in anything other than Jesus, we're looking at something counterfeit. Who remembers what movie clip we showed that week?
Elf.
And when Buddy the Elf goes to the department store Santa Claus, he goes, you stink. You sit on a throne of lies. You're not the real thing. That's what the angel will say. Caesar, you stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You are not the real thing. Jesus is the real thing. All right, so with that idea of good news, pick one. All right. How many of you picked hope with the good news? All right. Joy? No. Hope, love. Joy? Peace. If you picked hope on that one, why did you pick hope to go with good news? The good news brings hope. And the good news is, we can put our hope in something that's actually real and not Caesar. All right, what's the next word?
Glorify.
If you were here Christmas Eve, we talked about glorify. What does it look like to glorify God? It's to praise and obey. It's to believe and behave in a way that points this way. All right, pick a candle. Pick a candle to go with glorify. How many of you picked hope to go with glorify? Love? All right. Joy? Peace. If you picked love, why?
That is your expression to God. By praising him and obeying him. That's the expression of love.
To praise and obey is an expression of love. I love that. When we are loving, when we're intelligently and intentionally doing what is best for other people, in that very moment, we are praising God and we are glorifying God. I love that. All right, what's the last one on there?
Peace.
Okay, here's going to be the challenge here. You can't choose the peace candle for peace. It's like choosing Christ for Jesus. Come in. Too easy. Shalom to making things whole. Are we looking at hope, love, or joy? How many said hope? Got a handful of hopes. Love? Joy. Got a whole bunch of joys. I'm just going to pick on you, Mitch, because you are right in my sight line here. Mitch, why did you go joy with peace, wholeness?
Because that expectation of having peace in my life brings me joy. And having Jesus come and make me whole brings me joy.
I love that. The wholeness we get through Jesus gives us that deep satisfaction. Nicely done, Mitch. Nicely done. All right, we're going to go back to one last word. And that last word is angel. Because the last word was peace. Now we're going to go right back at the top where it says angel. What's the role of the angel? Messenger. To bring good news.
To proclaim.
Okay. Have you ever stopped to think that the job of the angel is the same job that you and I have been given? We have the same job. The job of the angel is to bring a message. That's our job. And the message that each and every one of us has been tasked to bring is right there on your bulletin. We are the ones that get to bring and share the message of hope and love and joy and peace. We are the ones that get to tell people with our words and how we live that Yahweh remembers. He remembers his promise and he remembers you. And he is gracious. Always. He's gracious. And he saves. He rescues. In him there is good news. He's with us. That God is with us. Jesus said at the end of his time on earth, "Surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." God said in the Old Testament, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." God is with you. Emmanuel. We have the message to bring to one another. Say, hey, remember people, our job is to glorify God. And glorifying God is obeying and it's praising. It's belief and behavior. And we get to remind each other of that. The job of the angel is to share everything that's on the cover of your bulletin. They did. Their job and our job, one and the same. As we go into this new year, may we all have the courage to be like the angels and bring the message that a child has been born and that child would die so that we could live. That hope and love and peace and joy are real. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for all that the Christmas season has reminded us of. We're thanking you for all the symbols that we have before us in the middle of this room to remind us of what this is all about. God, we thank you for this past month where we have been reminded over and over and over again of what the message of the angels was. May we have the courage and the humility to join them in proclaiming that news. Pray this all in the name of the one born in Bethlehem, who died on a cross, who raised from the dead. Amen.